Welcome back. Kind of appropriate, we're talking about live theater on the heels of the Tony Awards last night. Ann Danby from Thalia Theater Troupe right here in Quincy is here to tell us about their new season. Good to see you, Ann.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for supporting us and for the opportunity to talk about our upcoming season. So this is our first full season.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. A fledgling last year, right?
Fledgling last year. And last year we did have the opportunity. The Quincy Art Association was very supportive and we were able to do a show at the Arts Gallery, and we're doing it again.
Excellent.
And this is a very different show than last time, and it's opening this Friday.
Yes.
And it's called Nantasket Nonsense. And anybody that has asked me, I've said, indeed, it is. You're entering into the fantastical world of a woman who's walking along the shores of Nantasket, taking these amazing photos, which you will see in the show.
Excellent.
And then she's having these conversations with gulls and pirates and mermaids and crabs and snails, and anybody could come and enjoy this show. There's music, there's poetry, so it's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun working on it. Very grateful to the Art Association and all the volunteers at the Arts Gallery, and it opens this Friday.
Excellent. Yeah. Just very briefly, a quick history of Thalia Theatre Troupe, how
Absolutely.
It got started and where it's going.
Yeah. So, similar to the Friends of Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, I was out there in the rain and got to learn a lot about Ruth Gordon. And so that first summer at the amphitheater, we did a show telling the story of Ruth Gordon. And one of the things we learned was that in her formative years, she was part of a club called Thalia at her high school. And Sarah, who you know very well, Sarah Callard and I were chatting about the theater in Quincy. And I had always wanted for us to have a theater troupe in Quincy. There is melodrama, right? There is. It's not like there's nothing here, but that's for the youth. And I had so thought of that would be kind of cool. But that was as far as it went. And then the following year, we did Shakespeare Abridged. And Shakespeare Abridged is about a troupe coming together to put on all this Shakespeare. And some of the actors said, "Are we the inaugural troupe?" And I said, "You kind of are.
Right.
But we'll call ourselves the Thalia Theater Troupe." And then, you know, we were just going to be in the summer as part of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, but the opportunity to do shows around the city was just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, this year we're going to be at even more places.
Excellent. Yeah.
So we're back at the Arts Gallery as we were for the first time last year. And then in the fall, our last show is going to be at the Four River Clubhouse.
Okay.
And we're going to do Harvey, a traditional show that most people have heard about. It'll be two weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with Sunday matinees, if people haven't heard about Harvey, which they might not. It's about a man, Elwood, who can only see the tall rabbit in the room. And it's quite a delightful show. Ed Krasno, who has directed for us before, will be directing that. So you can look for auditions in the future for that. That's going to be in November. That's our final show.
Okay.
But we are going to be back at the amphitheater. Last year, if you recall, we did some one acts.
Yes.
And at the time, some of the one acts that we had didn't fit neatly into the 400 theme, but were wonderful. So I want to tell you about the 5 one acts that we're doing this time.
Okay.
Okay? So the first one that I want to tell you about is called Quincy Quincy. And it's by Robert Brophy, again directed by Ed Krasno. And it's there's a young woman named Abigail sitting in front of that Abigail statue, mulling about her life. And the statue comes to life and advises her.
Ah.
So that's the first show. Then we have Dinner and a Show. And this is about by Bob Canning, where the wife thinks they're just going on a normal anniversary celebration, and it turns much different. And that is directed by Dennis Dunn, who is directing 2 shows this time. He is also directing one that will be dear to everyone's heart called Taking Up Space. Taking Up Space is written by John Greiner Ferris, and all of us either have had the experience or know someone who feels very aggrieved when someone takes their parking space.
Aha, okay.
And that's what the show is about.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Then we have Grandview Memories, which I am directing.
Okay.
Grandview Memories is a man coming back from World War II, and he finds out what life was like here, what he missed. And so it's really just over the course of an evening.
Yeah.
And so it's a bit nostalgic. And then finally we have Hancock Street. Now, Sarah is going to co-direct with Ed. She's
this
finally
is her
directing.
Debut directing.
It's her debut directing, as far as I know.
Okay.
But certainly in Quincy.
Yeah.
And very, very excited about it.
Excellent.
Hancock Street is written by David Brendan Hopes. And if you can imagine sitting on Hancock Street and you're a playwright, and you can't quite figure out what to do, and a pigeon comes by and seems very interested in what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
This, by the way, is a person pigeon. And there are
Someone's playing a pigeon.
Okay. And there's several other people that interact with him as well. It's,
okay.
it's a delightful show. I'm very excited that Sarah is directing this. So those are our five shows that are going to take place on July 31st and August 1st. As you know, we typically get one weekend in our wonderful series at the amphitheater.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's what's going to happen there.
Okay.
I've mentioned our season now of Arts Gallery. Now we're adding that, but there's one more thing to tell you about.
Okay.
So last summer, again, we had the one acts. Cindy Brandy, first time writer, wonderful show called Welderettes. We had Margaret LaForest from USS Salem come and talk about the USS Salem and her history with it before that, and it was a wonderful show.
Mm.
Well, Margaret and Cindy have been talking, and at the USS Salem for Quincy Heritage Day, they're going to put on the Welderettes.
Okay.
At USS Salem.
On board the ship.
On board the ship.
Okay.
There'll be two shows, one at 11, one at 1. I'm
okay.
So excited about this. I think it'll be absolutely marvelous.
And I'm assuming highlighting female welders during that time period?
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same show.
Okay. Okay.
For those that didn't come to see last summer at mm-hmm. our festival, it's the show. It's I don't know if she's tweaking it at all,
okay.
but it is flow. And Flo,
Rosie the Riveters, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. She's our Rosie the Riveter because
yeah.
she's from here.
Yeah.
It's based on a real person
yes.
named Flo. And it really follows the progression of the involvement in the shipyard
yep.
of the women that were involved in building the ships during World War II.
And there were many of them.
And there were many
yes.
of them. And it's a wonderful show. I
Excellent.
Loved it. I'm so excited that they're going to do this for Quincy Heritage Day.
Well, that was a very popular day, by the way, last year. It was the first time the Heritage Days was held.
Yeah.
So all the historic sites are open on the same day.
Yeah.
There's a trolley service that
There's a trolley,
transport
right?
folks you
yeah.
know, to the different sites as well. So it was hugely popular. I think it's going to be an annual event.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
There's so much heritage in Quincy.
It's a feature, right?
Yeah.
So when is that actually?
So that is September 26th.
Okay.
And there'll be two showings, as
okay.
it were. One is going to be at 11, one is going to be at 1
okay.
On the USS Salem,
okay.
which is the appropriate place to do the Welderettes.
It's a perfect living museum of that time period.
It so, really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
These are free, right?
So the summer one is free.
Okay.
We actually do charge $25 for the ones where we're indoors.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
At the Arts Gallery it'll be $25,
okay.
and at the Four River Clubhouse it'll be $25.
Okay.
I'm not going to speak to Quincy Heritage Day.
Okay.
Because
it's a city,
because it's
event,
a city-wide
yeah.
event, but we do charge for the indoor. All the outdoor stuff at the amphitheater is indeed free.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Back to your debut this coming Friday.
Yes.
Right? At the Quincy Art Gallery?
Yes.
Nantasket Nonsense?
Nantasket Nonsense.
Okay. Who are the actors in Nantasket
so
Nonsense?
So we have Valerie Sheehy for Nearby Braintree, who I have worked with before. She's a marvelous actress. She plays Susan. She is not a creature.
Okay.
She's the one who's the artist who is encountering all these different creatures on Nantasket Beach. The youngest member of our troupe is 7-year-old Ariel Charney, and she is a young girl who also encounters a gull and an escaped carousel horse.
Okay. Excellent.
Our escaped, most of the other actors play multiple roles. So her mother, Jen Charney, is in fact a young hungry gull. She's also one of a number of mermaids that we have. She is a shell merchant, so she gets to not always be animal-like.
Okay.
Her co-shell merchant is Keon who is a marvelous actor who has graciously agreed to also play a horse.
Okay.
He is, what other characters is he playing? He's so wonderful. He's a horse.
On the beach?
On the beach.
Okay.
So well, not just in the beach. He goes into the water. He's escaping the carousel.
He's a seahorse.
He's a carousel horse.
All right.
He's a gray carousel horse who doesn't want to go round and round and is a little fed up with the kids going on there. He thought it would be more fun than it is.
Your productions.
Yes.
The overriding theme that I'm sensing is they're locally based. They're South Shore based.
Yes.
Folks are going to recognize something about the area that they live in through these productions.
In fact, I will say about this particular, what's amazing about the author, her name is Valerie Russo, is she really does, Susan Sarah of Alter Ego, she really does walk along Nantasket Beach. She takes amazing photography, and it will be projected. You'll see it. In fact, I have encouraged her to sell some books of this.
People would love it, I think.
They would love it. Yeah. She actually, as fantastical as it is, they're somehow based in science.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, there's a poem called The Mayor of Rills. There really is a thing called Rills that really does create these amazing patterns in the sand, and you will see that photograph.
Okay.
When she talks about what happens with clams, it really is, like, she's done the science.
The research, yeah.
But when you're watching it, it's just this
it's
fantastical
entertainment,
world.
Right? We're seeing a picture now of the carousel horse, the doll, and a pig on the beach, I see.
That's the pig with angel wings.
Okay.
There's types of shells that look like angel wings.
Oh,
they really
right.
look like wings.
Okay.
We are not putting that on the back of a human because it won't fit, but he will have wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does the Thalia Theater Troupe need, Anne? Do you
besides need audience, we do need support.
Support
we absolutely need support. As you know, theater is not inexpensive.
Right.
We're lucky to work with so many local writers, and we like to compensate them.
Sure, of course.
As well as for the major show like Harvey. But there's lights and the usual things that you need.
Yep.
So. We need audience,
yes,
very much so, because that's what we're doing it for. But we do need support, and people can donate. We're very lucky that the Mass Cultural Council did give us a grant for this year.
Fantastic.
Which is because we showed them that we kind of had
You're
an idea.
A viable group, right?
Yeah, we're a viable group.
Yeah.
So, but yes, absolutely. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, which comes out periodically to tell people what's going on, to let people know about auditions. Like I said, we will have auditions for Harvey later in the year. But yeah, and just come out, tell everybody about it.
Yes.
This is going to be so much fun. I really want people to come and enjoy this fantastical show.
Yeah, we're putting your website up for folks, so you're on social media as well?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I'm trying to get somebody to teach me to use Instagram properly.
Okay, all right. Very good. And volunteers, I'm assuming?
Volunteers would be great.
Sure, yeah.
On our website, we have where there's like an opportunities, there's auditions, but there's also something that says if you want to be crew, because there's so many people that really do enjoy work behind the scenes.
Certainly, yeah.
The people that want to build costumes, build sets, run lights, stage manage. Somebody who knows Instagram and wants to help me out with that. That would be wonderful.
It really does take a team to put on a production.
It does.
And they're all equally important.
It does. Well. And we do have a fantastic group of very dedicated, creative people that we're working with.
I wish you a super successful year.
Thank you very much.
So much for stopping. I will have you back later this year, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.